From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Rusty Nelson reading The Man from the Brazos by Ermal Walden Williamson. Now let's begin with The Man from the Brazos. Prologue, The Destiny of a Fast Gun, February 2nd, 1871. A person's destiny is next to impossible to see at the beginning of one's life, for certainly no one can ascertain what he will become, as it's not a person's privilege to see. A fast gun was the euphemism that had not yet been established. To become a fast gun would certainly be a turning point in Matt Anderson's career, a career he had not chosen, and for which he had not prepared himself. And as a man on the run, he called himself Matt Jorgensen. He would find out that his destiny was determined by a set of circumstances, none of which were under his control. But once he had attained the mastery of his calling, his destiny was sealed and his life took on a totally new meaning. For two men to come together under the umbrella of similar circumstances and forge a relationship together in time and space would be an act of God no one could understand or envision. Such was the case with Matt, who became famously known as the Brazos Kid, and Rod Best, Marshal of Abilene. How they met and became the best of friends, in spite of their fierce competitiveness in a business that called for guts and glory, would plumb the depths of their exciting and romantic adventures, which they shared together as two of the bravest gunfighters in the history of America's West. One of the most infamous of days in the annals of Western folklore happened February 1st, 71. Matt Jorgensen, also called the Brazos Kid.